Welcome back. Tonight, we're with Will Solomon, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. This is Red Barn Radio.
There's some things about myself that honestly I've never understood. Like the words I'd hope to say, or the colors I'd hope to paint, but never could. Well, maybe a full moon's out tonight, somehow the planets, they've aligned. Or my soul's saying it's just time we face this. Well, ballerina, it's a big hole. You ain't seen her. You've been dancing to this tune every time I've seen you. Oh, ballerina, I'm sure there's someone dying to meet you. Oh, I bet it's safe to say I probably need you. So go on, change it up. Ballerina. There's a story behind these walls, one that echoes through us all, long to tell. Or in a fear that grips a life, saying play it safe, you'll be alright. Well, they can go to hell. Into this tune every time I've seen you. Just keeps on repeating, ballerina. I'm sure there's someone dying to meet you. Oh, I bet it's safe to say they probably need you. So go on, change it up. Won't you go on, change it up? Won't you go on?
Thank you.
You went to Nashville following your time at Moorhead?
Well, I was never a very good student. I did all right in my English classes and my writing classes and, uh-huh. and music. And then, so I went to Nashville. I worked landscaping for a summer to save up to move to Nashville. And moved to Nashville, it was pretty, I'd made a small record. And when I got there, I did construction for the first year. I was a punch laborer, did construction, and I taught music lessons and just to stay there. I mean, I was like, okay, as long as I'm here and I'm sticking around.
When you went there, you didn't have the cash reserves to just throw yourself at music and sort of make the rounds and just be wherever there was music. And
I remember my first show in Nashville was at the Basement, and it was for a folk artist. Two, when I got there, I really just a little bit intimidating. Like I thought, okay, there's so many talented songwriters and artists here. And so I ended up leaning more on my guitar playing. And I'm glad I did, because it allowed me to take notes. You know, it allowed me to just see like what other artists were doing and say, okay, this is something that I can attempt or whatever. And so, you know, it's just this long process. And yeah. So ironically, the next song that I'm going to play is about my time in Nashville. And it really was just like, just thinking, okay, if I'm going to do this, like, let's just do this right. Let's just be all in. I mean, I think there's something that happens when you're willing to just, you know, make that dive and kind of that, you know, you call it a leap of faith. And I just wanted to embody that. And so it was such a great time, and the people there were incredible. It was never home, I think. I mean, that's part of the reason why I moved back. And there's something about your roots, and there's something about pulling creatively from the things of your past. You know, there's so many stories, and there's so many, the good stuff. And that's part of the reason why I came back. That time was like, it's kind of like putting myself in the fire. I just learned so much, and I wouldn't trade it for the world.
Grass the greener on the other side, illuminated by city lights. So I swore my dreams were just a drive from the BGP down 65. Oh, at 22 you feel alive, like you can take the world in cheat time. Well, my father said it's gonna be a climb. You're gonna do it, boy, then do it right. So I put Dylan on repeat, and I watched mountains grow while that skyline drew me in to telecasters and taxidermy living with streets of gold crowded, cowboy boots and tiling. Telecasters and taxidermy living. Singing songs about it. Coffee shops and cold rides, we neighbors making headlines. Oh, songs by day and songs by night, where you get used to getting by. Yeah, well, you learn this life's an improvise, ain't no cutting on a dotted line. With your arms stretched out, you're walking blind, hoping to trip on paradise. I cut my eye teeth on rock and roll. But I traded it in. But telecasters and taxidermy living, with streets of gold crowded, with cowboy boots and tiling. Telecasters and taxidermy living. Oh, I never imagined singing songs about it. Feels so long ago, that kid behind the microphone. Oh, but I called it home. Where I meet a train beat, where dreams get a heartbeat. taxidermy living, where streets of gold are crowded, with cowboy boots and talent, telecasters in taxidermy living. Oh, I never imagined but singing songs about it.
Thank you. Thank you. You know, being down there, I thought I was going to be there for good, forever, you know?
You
and,
did.
And yeah, I feel like it was like, all right, this is what I'm supposed to be here to do. And so after that first year of construction, I had been leading worship, playing lead guitar at church. And there was this couple that had just started dating who became two of my best friends. And they had started this band called Johnny Swim. And they were like, hey, will you play guitar with us? And I was like, sure, yeah, like I believe in you, you're incredible. They have their own backstory, and I'm just trying to play guitar now, I'm not trying to sing or whatever. That was like the band that I played with for 4 years until they moved to LA, and I went out to LA, and they were like, hey, oh, wow, would you want to move out here? And I went out there to scope it out, and I was like, look, I'm a Kentucky boy, okay? Like, I'm gonna stay in the South. So while playing with them, I started doing my own thing, and then ended up, was in the middle of a record. I did the Nashville thing. Like, I had all these players come in, and they laid stuff on top of my songs. And I was like halfway through the record, I'm like, this isn't me. I didn't even know who I was, to be honest. Like lyrically and as an artist, I think a lot of times it's easy to, like, as an artist, to just want to be a performer and like a musician and not recognize that, like, it's about the art. That's the stuff that shapes people, you know. It's like I wanted to make sure that I was being authentic and true to myself, and so I came back up to Lexington. I fell in love with being here, and I started writing what I thought were better songs.
Gold frames still line the walls with her face. I just can't get around to boxing up the smile. Yesterday, and I pray for something to shake me. She's a book I can't put down. She's a ghost that haunts my house. Welcome to stay. Than the real thing. better that my heart it stays. Oh, tell me lies. It's better than the real thing. It's better that my heart stays in denial. Stays in
that. Thank you. Thank you so much.
You said your family wasn't musical. Is your family okay hearing that on the radio?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Fine.
All right.
Yeah.
So not insulted. Yeah. So he doesn't mean it as an insult.
Like, they're shocked that I'm doing music. It's like,
really?
It's like, I mean, I remember, you know, when I was in school studying jazz, my dad, remember him telling me that he would tell his friends, like, I can't believe it. I don't know what's going on, you know? And it's almost like, it feels like there's been something that's kind of caught me by the tail, you know? Like, it's not, it's funny how life is sometimes that way, you know? It picks you up and it takes you places and, like, it's better than the things you ever planned yourself. Here's one of the craziest things. Like, I look back at some of the stories of my life and I think about, like, what shaped me that I didn't know was shaping me.
Uh-huh.
Dad and I used to have this game on the way to school or on the way to, like, t-ball practice, where basically he would turn on Double Q and he said, if you can name 3 or 5 artists in a row, I'll go and I'll buy you a pack of basketball or baseball cards. And so I took him up on the challenge. When it was like a block party, that was nice, because it was like when it was like Zeppelin 5 songs in a row, it's like
nice.
Perfect.
3 packs.
Yeah, yeah. But like what I didn't realize was happening is that I was like picking up on things that were like shaping my ear. He's like, okay, whose voice is that? All right, that sounds like Don Henley. Whose voice is that? Okay, that's, you know, whoever. And so that's the stuff I look back now. I'm like, oh, like, it's almost like there was something being prepared, you know? And like, because looking back, I mean, one of the stories I share, oftentimes I'll play a cover, Change Gonna Come. And there was this moment where my dad, he gave me all his records. And he's like, here's all the records and here's these 45s. And his first 45, he's like, I remember him pulling it out. He said, this is Otis Redding's Sitting on the Dock of the Bay. I was like, I don't know who that is, but thank you. And I remember running upstairs and I got out my first cassette tape that I'd ever purchased, and it was a Shaquille O'Neal rap tape. And I thought, okay, I got the Shaquille O'Neal rap tape because I was into basketball.
Yeah, so. Right. Sing the songs that all sound like the blues. Climb a tree, one that's tall, to get a glimpse beyond the wall, where angels guard was tropical. It's all for you. So put faith and chaos in form, just embrace the fool. Is there anything but chaos in form to lose? When the current pulls you down, fight for air, then figure out who you were and who you found in the deep. And give your heart like a child, so they ain't afraid to love out loud. They seem to know something, we found a mystery. Bullets and cannonballs, they'll just be words that we can't recall. We found each other and we held on. Yeah, it's all good news. So put your faith in chaos and form, and just embrace the fool. Is there anything but chaos and form to lose?
So put your faith in chaos and form, 'cause who else will but you? Is there anything but chaos and form to lose?
Thank you.
We would like to thank Will Solomon for being with us this evening. Thanks to our volunteers for their help with our production each week, especially Lori Campbell, Kate Heinonen, and Matthew Flores. We give a very special thanks to Becky Alfrey for her work with our social media. Thank you for all listening to our webcast and watching us on Facebook Live, and those listening to us on the Red Barn Network of stations.
We also thank the members of our studio audience for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio, which strives to present, promote, and preserve the rich musical tradition and artists of this Kentucky region and share this treasure with the world. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Performance Hall at Arts Place in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and on our program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. Tickets for Red Barn Radio are now available on the web at eventbrite.com Lexington.
Be honest, you're haunted.
you all so much. Thank you. Thank you.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank Tom, Paul, Seth, and Will for being with us tonight. We'd like to thank Chef Greg Scott for supplying food each week for our guest artists and volunteers. Early this spring, Greg will be opening Broussard's Delta Kitchen on Main Street in historic Georgetown, Kentucky. Broussard's will feature authentic flavors from New Orleans and the Mississippi Delta, and live music every weekend. Listen locally. Working in concert to encourage everyone to embrace any opportunity to listen locally and engage with each other in a variety of shared experiences, including music, theater, poetry, dialogue, and conversation. You can learn more about Listen Locally on Facebook, Instagram, and at listenlocally.net. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is Red Barn Radio's guest accommodation partner, providing hotel accommodations for our musical guests. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is the ideal choice for your next visit to Lexington, Kentucky. AccuPrint provides printed programs each week for our audience members. For all your printing needs, AccuPrint is on the web at accuprint.us. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. Red Barn Radio's line producer and booking manager is Warren Cobb. We also thank our volunteers. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find performance dates and times at redbarnradio.com. The Red Barn Radio playout theme, Wookie Foot, was taken from a live performance of The Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. For more information on the band, they're on the web at wookoutamerica.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here again on this station next week at this same time as we celebrate the music and artists of this Kentucky region. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.